What up, you're on Mario Lopez. Join me now in the studio, actor and national treasure, Mr. Rob Lowe. How are you, sir?
I'm good, good. Good to be back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
How was your Father's Day, by the way?
It was great. I had the best Father's Day a guy can have because my youngest last son graduated from college on Father's
Day. And not just any college, the number one university in the country,
number
Stanford.
One, baby. Stanford, number one.
That is awesome,
and
man.
He graduated in the top 10% of his class.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
He got his mom's brains. I can take no credit whatsoever.
Are you going to be rocking Stanford gear now?
Stanford or? Cardinal? Yeah. It was sad. I went to my last, the student store and bought, tons of sweatshirts and hats. We'll never be back.
That's awesome. Great. I mean, God, you got that. What a proud moment there.
It was really fun.
Last time I believe we spoke, your show Code Black was on, which I really liked.
Yeah,
and it was getting a lot of critical, great reviews.
Here's
and
my
stuff.
Favorite. So the Cancel Code Black, it's on right now. Last week, it was the number one rated show in all of television.
I know.
This week, it's the number one rated show of all of television. So whatever business model they're working on CBS, you got to hand it to those guys. They really know what they're doing.
Well, you never know, because a lot of these shows can find seven second lives over here.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But good group over there.
It's a great show. And it's cool that in this little last run that people are finding it and sending it out with a rousing goodbye. It's a really, really good show.
And you're about to film a new movie for Netflix, Christmas in the Wild. And we spoke earlier, you're going to be in Africa.
We're shooting in the Kruger Game Reserve in South Africa. It's amazing. It's going to be just so fantastic. I play an elephant conservationist. Working with elephants, it's the real thing, man.
The real deal, man.
Yeah, we're not in in Chatsworth.
Right.
With the Ringling Brothers.
Right.
Rejected
with
elephants.
One elephant.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you spent any time over there?
The last time I was in Africa, was almost 30 years ago. It was before I was married with my wife. It was it was one of my big gambits to try to win her over to take her on a safari. So,
oh, wow.
So we'll all be back there now.
What worked?
It worked. I know. Africa, I've had good luck there.
And you're working on this project with one of your sons too, right?
Yeah. My co-star is Kristen Davis from Sex and the City,
yes.
Who I adore and is just so fabulous. And my son, John Owen, who the Stanford grad, is playing her son.
So no relation.
I know. We don't really even have any scenes to be. I think we have a scene where I look at him and go, who's that kid?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. See, I'm all about keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
So,
oh, for sure.
So good for
any
you.
Any more Lo-Files?
Oh, I know. I had so much fun doing the Lo-Files. And it's funny. Whenever I'm out and about, probably the number one thing I'm most asked about is the Lo-Files. And I think that, there's a world in which we figure out a way to do it at some point again, because I loved it.
Yeah.
But it was only designed to be one thing. But, I'd do it again if we could figure out a way to make it happen.
I was telling Rob that Gia, my daughter, the other day asked me, Daddy, does Bigfoot have kids? I'm like, I don't know. Don't
it's
know
not,
if Bigfoot's in a relationship, but
it's not a Bigfoot.
It's Littlefoot.
There are multiple. they're apes. They're bipedal
got
apes.
Got it. Oh, I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The Sasquatch.
They're bipedal apes. There's tribes of them. It's like, yeah.
And they're different in Southeast Asia as opposed to Canada, right?
Yeah. They're all over the world.
See, I love that.
But why do we
so
never see them? Why do we never see, Finding Bigfoot, 95 seasons, nothing.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing is it's by the way, we did an episode with Matt Moneymaker of Finding
Bigfoot. I saw that.
And he said we got more action in one episode than they ever got in 11 seasons.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really rare to see a cougar.
True.
It's really rare to see a dead cougar. Huh. So if you think about it in those terms, there are way less than there are cougars. Is the theory anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. No, Rob, I love that you're constantly always working and busy. You got another film that works for Lifetime, The Bad Seed,
which I directed.
Oh. Was that a first-time directing effort?
I wrote it, co-wrote it, directed it, produced it, and really, really excited about it. It's a great piece of material. The original Bad Seed was a 1958 movie nominated for two Academy Awards. The girl who played the Bad Seed was at that time the youngest Oscar nominee ever.
Oh, wow.
We have her in the movie. She's now 73.
Cool.
And McKenna Grace, who plays the part now, is arguably the best actor of her generation. you know, she's the hottest thing going. She was in I, Tonya, young Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
She's young Captain Marvel in that movie. And she's just a spectacular actor. And the movie's awesome. I can't wait for people to see it.
How'd you like wearing that hat?
I loved it. I don't know much about much, but I do know a lot about filmmaking at this point. So, it's actually less stressful for me to be the decision maker.
Huh.
Because otherwise I'm just the dumb actor sitting in the chair going, we're never going to get this done.
Right.
Or they have dramatically underscheduled this, or this person's terrible. I know it's going to like,
you can recognize that.
As the director, I get to solve those problems. So it actually, for me, was way more stressful, stress less than being an actor.
Yeah. Nice peace of mind. Yeah. That put some perspective on it right there.
Yeah.
This I'm fascinated by. As you know, I'm a big fan of your books.
No,
they're great reads.
Thanks.
If anybody hasn't checked them out, they're really good. And you've got live shows coming up, and it's essentially your memoir via stand-up, correct?
Yeah. It's instead of writing a third book, I decided to write this show.
Oh, so it's an extension. So we get news stories.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Stories I only tell my friends, the new edition.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I use that title. My show is called Stories I Only Tell My Friends Live. And like I say to the audience, these are my stories. I want to tell them to you this time live. So,
and do you go in chronological order?
No, God, no. It's that's what's fun about it is you never, it has a through line.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, it's all designed very, very specifically designed.
How long is the show?
But it's meant to feel and does feel unbelievably natural and like just a very long, very funny, as it turns out, conversation.
Yeah, I bet. And how long are you up there?
The show is about an hour and it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Wow.
You're alone for an hour and a half.
Yeah. That's impressive. That's admirable. Cause that's, you know, I liken it to doing stand-up comedy. Well, you're vulnerable. You're out there alone.
Oh, yeah,
you don't know how they're going to respond. And
I was always, you know, I have friends who are great stand-up comics. I mean, and I've worked with people, everybody from Ricky Gervais to, you know, Dana Carvey and, you know, Louis C.K. and Aziz and Zari.
Yeah.
And I was always really envious that they could just go off on a weekend and do their thing, like show up on a stage by themselves, alone, command an audience, and then bail. And so I designed my own version of that. So it really is, it has more in common with that world than
right.
It does with what you think of when you think of a one-man show. I'm not up there like playing Mark Twain.
Right. Exactly. No, this is
Although,
what makes it...
I would pay to see that.
Right. I want to see this. Well, actually, I don't want to pay to see. I want Rob to hook me up.
Yeah.
Right. I'm serious. I want to go because I was a fan of the book. So I want... When are you in L.A.?
The next one I'm doing is in San Diego.
Okay.
In the fall, right? October. I'm in San Diego in October. And I have Palm Springs coming up also, I think, in September. And that's a new one. But then I'm going to, I think, probably take it on a larger tour, but I've been all over the country with it.
Oh, wow. So you would do it. That's great, man. Good for you. That's awesome.
So if you're listening, just keep your eyes open. You never know where I'm going to show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to keep it mysterious.
Yes. All right. And we'll put up all the info at onwithmario.com. Super Troopers 2 is going to be hitting DVD soon. What's the feedback been from real Canadians?
So I tell a story in the here. This is the kind of thing I do in my one man show.
Okay.
I tell these very elaborate, long, shaggy dog stories. So here's one that is going to make its way into the show at some point. So I get the script. I'm supposed to play an ex-hockey player whose nickname was the Explosion. And that's his nickname. And he played for Halifax. I'm like, well, guys, are you aware of the Halifax Explosion? They're like, no. So I said, well, there's nothing more Canadian than the Halifax Explosion. It is the largest man-made explosion other than Hiroshima.
Oh, wow.
See, you don't know about it.
I was not caught up on
that. And this is my favorite. So it's an ammunition ship in World War I. More ammunition being sent to the front, gathered on a boat than anything has ever been gathered in history. And it's coming into Halifax Harbor, second biggest harbor in the world.
Wow.
Huge.
Didn't know that.
It's not a narrow, it's huge, 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 right?
Yeah.
They figure out a way for it to get into a head-on collision in the biggest harbor in the world with the most dangerous ship in the world. And it blew the water out of the harbor.
Oh, my God.
And we're laughing about this is where I got in trouble.
I mean, it's funny now.
It's funny now.
Not at the moment. It wasn't funny then.
But, like, literally, like 2,300 people were killed.
Oh, my God.
And And as my character says, and a whole First Peoples tribe was wiped out. Probably would have happened anyway, but it kind of moved up the time. So these are the jokes, people.
Yeah.
And so it's all my sort of ad lib.
Yeah.
My addition to it. So, and it crushes and people love it. It's really funny. Would it be the Prime Minister of Nova Scotia formally demanded an apology from me and Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh my God.
Because
gosh.
We were talking about it.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, listen,
take it easy.
I mean, I did a Comedy Central roast. People were making 9/11 jokes.
Right. Right. Exactly. Right. That was great, by the way. That's
fun.
Great.
Roast. Right?
Oh my gosh. So much fun.
So fun.
That was fun, man.
I would be roasted every year if I could.
Right.
I think I told you last time you're here, we've told him he needs to do it. He needs
Dude,
to get
you
roasted.
Have to.
Oh my gosh.
You'd be great. You have to.
Oh, I got
to
get asked.
Rob could actually, he could be the
I can hook you up.
Master of ceremonies.
Oh my gosh. I've never heard of people volunteering for the roast, but
they're doing
a lot
Bruce
of material
Willis this year.
They're doing Bruce Willis.
It took them a whole year. They had to sit out a whole year because they couldn't find, like, our roast was such
so
a
funny.
Great roast.
Except yeah. for Ann
they,
Poulter.
They took a year, couldn't find anybody. And finally, now they're going to do Willis. And I bet it'll be great.
Oh my God. Well, see, but you're well-liked too. So at the end of the day, if they really like you, I mean, they'll have fun at your expense and they'll get there, you know, even get
it's
a little
out of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all
yeah.
out of love. But
you
it can is feel rough. I mean,
oh,
like the rougher, my thing was the rougher.
Were you not
was,
privy to any of it?
No. You don't know anything they're going to say, but I just know the rougher it is, the more they like you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with that.
He's like so worried.
Oh my God. By the way, if you're just chilling in the dais too, like Ann Coulter, my God, you could just all of a sudden go on an offshoot.
Who they did not like.
No. Yeah, exactly. Ann Coulter,
They didn't like
it. It was rough.
Well, that's what, you know, one of the things, not to go too off, but I, like you, I'm a conservative guy, right? But you seem to manage and you balance that well in a community where diversity is celebrated. Unless it's diversity of thought, is sort of hypocritical.
100%. Diversity of thought is not, show business hasn't gotten that memo.
Right.
But yeah, and the other thing is there's so much agita out there that I like to present an agita free zone.
Yeah.
Like if you want, you know, frothing, you know, flag waving, whatever, you can get it in 1,000 different places.
Right.
I got my entertainment hat on at the moment.
No, you give a good perspective. I just want to give you a shout out on
totally.
That, man.
Thanks, man.
Real quick, before I let you go, quick questions, quick answers. What would be your theme song?
Ooh. Well, it's got to be Springsteen, right? Because he's my guy.
That's your guy? Okay.
So then you go, okay, is it going to be, I don't know. Was it my walk up song?
Ooh.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because that's sort of a different.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, let's go walk up.
Let's go walk up.
Right? So, my walk up song.
Still Springsteen?
Fuck, it's going to be the same song. Who cares? I'll go with Badlands.
All right. Fair enough. Last movie you saw in theaters?
Oh, it was Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
I said it right too.
Dunkirk. Yes.
You didn't say it right.
I did not. Dunkirk.
No, I went to the movie and learned how to say it.
Did you like it?
I thought it was Dunkirk.
Did you like it?
It's Dunkirk.
Yeah.
I did like it. I liked it. I like Chris Nolan. For me, it takes a lot to get me into a theater. It has to be a filmmaker I really respect and a movie that I really, 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 really respect. I probably go to a movie maybe once every 2 years now.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't need to now with all the way the TV's
on. I'm tell you what I'm down for. First Man, the Neil Armstrong story.
Oh yeah,
with who's in it? Gosling.
That's one you got to check out.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. I'll be in the theater for that one.
How do you take your coffee?
Strong as hell. It's right here. I take it iced here. I tried to slurp it. It didn't work. This is why I never had a career in radio. My radio career never worked.
We have a sound effects guy. I'll put it in later.
We'll put it in. Yeah. I do with the iced coffee.
Strong and often.
Yes.
That's how I take it.
Yes, exactly. And then your new habit is peeing, right? That's the only thing with your strong coffee there. Proudest career moment.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Jeez. Wow. What's nice is there, you know, it kind of depends. I mean, I think my proudest thing, and I talk about this in the show, is that when people come up to me in the street, I have no idea what one of my projects they're going to reference. Because there are, you know, so many actors, you know, it's going to be, you know, one or two things.
Right. Exactly.
With me, you do not know.
That's a testament. That's awesome.
And I love it. It's generational.
Yeah.
It could be Tommy Boy. It could be The West Wing. It could be Parks and Rec. It could be About Last Night. It could be Behind the Candelabra. It could be Parks and Recreation. It just goes on and on and on. And,
right.
And I think that's probably my proudest sort of takeaway.
That's a great answer. And last one, what should get rebooted next?
Ooh, boy.
You mentioned The West Wing.
Well, The West Wing, it's kind of shocking that they haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, both as a fan and as an actor, I think that is the next thing that they should be rebooting. I could be down for a little Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, let's go Hogan's Heroes.
I'd be down for a little Hogan's Heroes. I mean, you know, right? Little concentration camp comedy.
How about Code Black?
Can you imagine? I was wanting to be in the room when they pitched Hogan's Heroes. I mean, really, what did they say?
By the way, all the producers were Jewish,
really
too.
Good question.
No, really, what did they say?
Sherwood Schwartz.
Yeah,
the producers are Jewish.
Well, it took a Jewish guy to pitch a concentration camp comedy on network television.
So listen to this. Right. Well, in the meanwhile, Super Troopers 2 comes out on DVD on July 17th. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Lowe. Always great to have you, man. Thanks, sir.
Thanks. I always love coming in here. You guys are awesome.
On with Mario Lopez.